Welcome to the STC podcast, a short reflection, prayer and carol for this Christmas week.
Monday the 23rd of December. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Monday's podcast in this Christmas week. We hope you enjoyed last week's reflections on the Christmas story in Luke's Gospel. Big thank you to Jack, Luke, Ruth and Abby for your first ever podcast reflections. You were amazing. Well done, team. Reflection from me today and tomorrow before we break for the holiday. Today's Bible passage is Luke 2, verses 8 to 20, and it's the completion of the Christmas story. You can hear it at the end after the prayer. But here's three amazing verses to focus on now, and one great truth, based on the angel's words to those wonderful shepherds. Luke 2, verses 10 through to 12. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." A reflection for today. God is faithful. We hear that said in church quite often, but what does it actually mean? Well, St. Paul uses this word quite a lot, and he writes these words to the church in Corinth. This is 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. God is forever faithful and can be trusted. He goes on to say in that letter a little later in chapter 10, verse 13, God will be faithful to you. The word faithful here means trusted or to be believed. The Bible makes it clear, God is faithful. We can believe him and we can trust him. At the heart of today's well-known Bible passage is God's faithfulness. All the characters in the Christmas story show incredible faithfulness in the God who is faithful to them. And today we can learn so much from them on how we can live faithful lives as we follow Jesus in these hectic, challenging and often confusing times we live in. First of all, there's Mary. Mary is faithful to God's promise. You know, she must have been bewildered and confused by what was going on. But she believed the angel's message. She was faithful to God's promise. Joseph, he is faithful to God's call. This was a tough time for Joseph, and he must have been tempted to walk away from the whole confusing situation. In fact, Matthew's account of this story says he considered divorcing Mary quietly. That was until an angel of the Lord spoke to him. Joseph was faithful to God's calling and to be Mary's husband, no matter what the cost. And then the shepherds. Wow, the shepherds were faithful to God's message. We all know how they left their sheep on the hillside. And you know, ordinary shepherds never left their sheep, ever. But these did, and they went and found Jesus in the animal feeding trough, as the angel had said. And their lives were turned upside down, and we're told in verse 17, they went and spread the word concerning what had been told them. You see, this Bible passage is probably one of the most famous and well-read of all Bible passages. Because of this, we can sometimes miss the whole point of this story, and it's this: God is faithful. The promises made to Mary and Joseph and the shepherds all took place, verse 20, just as they had been told. And yet God's faithfulness to them was only part of something even greater which affects our lives today. The truth is this: God's faithfulness and love are the bedrock on which all our lives are built. In fact, over the years of following Jesus, I've become more and more convinced that everything is built on this foundational truth, that God is faithful. Remember, the angel says that this event is good news that will cause great joy for all the people. I love the Passion Translation Bible, which says this for that verse 10, "For I have come to bring you good news, the most joyous news the world has ever heard." And you know, we could all do with that, couldn't we? Some joyous news in our world today. And we see here a wonderful invitation for all of us in these verses. Because of Jesus, we no longer need to let chaos and despair shape our lives, because we can know peace with God and people. So do you need to know the peace of Jesus today in your life? Well, it's yours. Just ask, believe, and receive. Because of Jesus, we no longer need to let sadness and disappointment shape our future, because we can know God's joy. Do you need to know the joy of Jesus today in your life? Well, it's yours. Just ask, believe, and receive. And finally, because of Jesus, we no longer need to carry the burdens of anxiety and despair and fear. And you know, so many people do. Because we can know hope. So do you need to know the hope of Jesus today? Well, it's yours. Just ask, believe, and receive. In knowing Christ, we can know God himself. Trish and I have seen this truth realized over many years of following Jesus. Lives change because God is faithful. And nothing is impossible. No, nothing is impossible with God. Because this Christmas story shows us that God is faithful. And as Christians, we have been entrusted with this amazing message about Jesus. And we, by our faithful lives, the lives we lead, and the gracious words we speak, are to pass on this life-changing message. And to leave the last words with those amazing shepherds from the Message Bible, they told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child, and all who heard the sheep herders were impressed. A prayer for today. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to me in Jesus. Thank you that you give me hope, joy, love, and purpose. Help me to be faithful to you in my life and do all I can to share this Christmas good news. Amen. Christ, Father.